Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court hears arguments this morning on Colorado's attempt to kick Donald Trump off the 2024 presidential ballot. The state using the 14th Amendment provision barring anyone who commits insurrection from running for public office. Five U.S. Marines aboard a helicopter that went down during a stormy weather in the mountains outside San Diego have now been confirmed dead. Secretary of State Antony Blinken headed back to the U.S. after having failed to secure a ceasefire in the Middle East. Here's ABC's James Longman.
Despite growing pressure to accept a deal to bring home Israel's remaining hostages, Benjamin Netanyahu has rejected a Hamas ceasefire proposal. He called their conditions delusional. Hamas called for the withdrawal of all Israeli troops from Gaza over a 4.5-month ceasefire. Over three phases, Hamas would release all hostages, with Israel exchanging prisoners.
The strong job market still strong. Numbers considered a proxy for layoffs. The Labor Department says the number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits fell again last week. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden and Donald Trump are tied in Wisconsin in the latest Marquette University Law School poll at 49% each. In a five-way race, third party and independent candidates get 22%.
I think it reflects the broad dissatisfaction with both Trump and Biden as the matchup. And so people unhappy with that are expressing it by saying at this point they'd vote third party.
Poll director Charles Franklin on the Devil's Advocate Show. The Wisconsin Council on Problem Gambling says it expects more calls for help with the Super Bowl coming up Sunday. Executive Director Rose Blazinski says today's increased accessibility to sports betting means more people are in danger of developing a gambling addiction. Anyone who thinks they need help is urged to contact the council. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. The Edgerton School District is asking voters for $3.5 million in April to raise their operational budgets. Tad Wehner, the district's director of finance and personnel, says that's how much it will cost to match other neighboring districts.
The revenue limit is everything in public school education. It's like 80% of our revenue, so it's a very big deal. Our per student revenue is the lowest of all of our bordering districts. We have the lowest.
Wehner says the money will help keep teacher pay competitive with neighboring districts. The Madison Police Department is ramping up their recruitment efforts and held an open house Wednesday night to attract new candidates. Potential new cops got to hear about the benefits of joining Madison Police, including their unique training center. Police recruitment has been declining both nationwide and here in Madison in recent years. Still, Madison Police say that they're still seeing qualified people apply for the job. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
Your smile says a lot about you. It can give you confidence and give great first impressions. At West University Family Dentistry, Dr. Thacker and his staff will help ensure your oral health is in top shape, because oral health affects your overall health. From routine checkups to advanced treatments, they're here to keep your smile shining bright and to make your dental appointment as pleasant and stress-free as possible. Call West University Family Dentistry at 608-238-6244. 608-238-6244. Or log on WestUniversityFamilyDentistry.com.
The Badgers lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers losing to Michigan 72-68. Wisconsin has now lost three in a row. That's their longest losing streak of the season. The Badgers struggled with three-point shots, played poorly on defense. They're ranked 11th in the nation and losing in Ann Arbor to a Michigan team that came into the game with a five-game losing streak and a record of just 8 wins and 15 losses. The Badgers, now 16-7, play Rutgers this Saturday. Baseball, the Brewers adding some players. They've signed right-hander Jacob Junis to a one-year deal, and they've also added catcher Gary Sanchez from the Padres to a one-year contract worth $7 million. And now former Brewer Colin Burns saying so long to fans in Milwaukee after being traded to Baltimore.
You know, obviously thank the fans, thank the organization. That's the only organization I've been a part of up to this point. Had a lot of winning seasons, a lot of good baseball over there. Felt honored to be a part of, you know, the best stretch of baseball in Brewers history.
That's the Orioles' Colin Burns. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Breathe. breezy and mild with scattered showers, even a couple of isolated thunderstorms possible this afternoon. We'll get to 53 for a high. The wind out of the south at 15 to 25, gusting to around 35. Tonight, light rain showers, then mostly cloudy. Our low 39 tomorrow, sunny 49 on Saturday. Sunshine, 37. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Madam President, I'm going to vote yes to be able to move on to this bill. So we need a change in the law. I understand we have differences. But we've got to sit down together, figure out how we're going to solve problems, because the American people sent us here to do that. This is the pen that I was handed at that desk when I was sworn in to the United States Senate. And I signed a book that was at that desk with this pen because I was becoming a United States Senator, because the people at home sent me here to get stuff done and to solve problems.
Yep. Senator Langford went on to say,
there's no reason for me to have this pen if we're just gonna do press conferences.
Yep.
I can do press conferences from anywhere, but we can only make law from this room. And to do that, you need one of these pens. And there's 100 of them in this room, mm-hmm. and 60 of us have to agree to solve a problem.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm determined to sit down with anyone who wants to solve the problem, regardless of what side of the aisle that they're on, to figure out how we solve these things. Because Americans are ticked off that this is not resolved, and they expect us to get things done.
Amen.
So why don't we do that?
Because you look around, your party is not there to govern.
No.
They are despicable.
The
Mitch McConnell let him negotiate this for 4 months, right? And
threw him under the bus.
Yeah, knowing that they were just going to do whatever Trump, they were going to blow it up, do whatever Trump says, leave Ukraine high and dry, mm-hmm.
We think he means Hannity, but
yes.
He literally talked about, I was threatened by a media personality. Mm-hmm. If I solve this problem in an election year, I will destroy you. This is what this party has become. I don't even know what to say. I know someone that does know what to say.
If I'm going to get bad news, I want it from him because he's very handsome.
Dr. Irwin Redletter joins us now.
Dr. Doom.
MSNBC medical expert.
He's leading us from the gloom.
Dr. Irwin Redletter.
And now he enters.
Here he became Dr. Doom.
Dr. Irwin Redletter is the founding director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness and senior research scholar.
Dr. Doom.
Mm. Good morning, Dr. Redletter. Do you know how many wardrobe malfunctions I have on Thursdays where I'm like, do I do the Dr. Doom? Do I do one of my vaccine t-shirts or do I do my Ukraine I went with Ukraine today.
I appreciate that. Really, that was the right decision, Stephanie. I'm very happy to see that.
But, you've obviously been walking the talk over in Ukraine, but I know you tweeted about it. I saved this meme for you. If you think standing by our allies is expensive, where do you see the cost of abandoning them? I can only imagine your thoughts today, Doc.
You know, it's so incredible. And one of the things I've been looking at pretty carefully is what exactly are we talking about? And in this case for Ukraine, we're talking about $60 billion in aid that they critically need to defend us, from Russia. But the $60 billion, it's not like we write a check to Ukraine. That check goes, $48.6 billion of the $60 billion goes to the Pentagon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they use that money to give to U.S. defense contractors to replace the stockpile. We give the old stuff to Ukraine, yeah, which is still useful.
It's a win-win-win-win.
The rest on American, yeah, companies with American jobs.
Yes, and Doc, I'm saved a bunch of tweets for you. If Ukraine falls, Putin will invade Eastern and Central Europe. If Ukraine falls, Xi will invade Taiwan. Ukraine must not fall. The ramifications are beyond measure. Stand with Ukraine. Lincoln Project, you might have seen this. The architects of the coming Russian victory in Europe and the enablers of the new axis of autocracy between Russia, China, and Iran aren't in Moscow, Tehran, or Beijing. They're in Washington, D.C., and every last one of them is a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're over there helping in Ukraine. You know the geopolitical consequences of this, don't you?
Yeah, no, the geopolitical consequences are almost incalculably bad for America and for the democracies of the world. It's very, very hard to quantify how horrible it would be, not to mention the humanitarian crisis that has been caused by an unnecessary and frivolous, deadly invasion by Russia of a free, democratic ally of ours. And this whole thing is so unconscionable. Why it's even up for debate is really beyond me, and I think I understand it less, except we now have this coalition of the stupid in the United States Congress, combined with a coalition of the cult followers and a coalition of the just grossly crass political types who don't want problems solved because they think it'll help Trump in November.
I want to get your take.
What a group. What a thing.
I wanted to get your take on this. Seth Abramson tweets, why is no one saying that the Republican Party is publicly purchasing Russian election interference in 2024 by blocking U.S. aid to Russia's enemies? It's a naked plea for Putin to once again try to install Donald Trump in the White House. And that plea is even being made in person, it would appear, by Tucker Carlson, a man on Trump's VP shortlist who's made perfectly clear he sees it as being to his financial and personal advantage to sell Trump's Putinist foreign policy at home and abroad. I mean, it is kind of extraordinary to see Tucker Carlson over there in Moscow to get Putin's side of the Ukraine war.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, right? The fact that people listen to him anymore is just crazy. You know, even right-wing Republicans have never supported Russia in the past. I mean, what the hell happened? What is it? What is this hypnotic spell that Donald Trump has cast upon these Republican lawmakers and the likes of Tucker Carlson? I just don't understand.
Well, you know, these anti-vax conspiracy theories, they think that vaccines cause zombies, but they're going to awaken Zombie Reagan soon.
Yeah.
And then we'll see. But yeah, you said it on Twitter, Doc. You said, once again, enough Senate Republicans obeyed cult master Trump's order to vote against and scuttle aid for Ukraine and Israel and border deal that Republicans had actually demanded. You said, yes, folks, we've now entered the twilight zone of total political dysfunction. The actual bill Trump tried to get done and that they demanded.
Yep, and there you go. I mean, this really says it all. You ask for something, you get it, and then the other side, then they say, well, sorry, we don't want it. Forget it. We don't want it. And why don't we want it? We don't want it because we think not taking it, what we wanted, would somehow help Donald Trump become president again.
Yeah.
There's so many things wrong with this formula.
Can I say, God bless that there's enough Americans like you and Malcolm Nance and, you know, reportedly Warren Buffett or his son, we're not sure, is maybe giving $500 million to Ukraine.
Yeah.
I mean, enough of us. Hopefully there is enough of us, you know, that see the moral, you know, rights in the world to you know, I don't even know what to say. Like, you know, it just is. It's such a distressing time. You and I talk about all the time, just this COVIDiacy. This is not just COVID that we still have going into, you know, what is it, 4 or 5 years now. Congressman off base ad claims Fauci shipped COVID to Montana. I mean, This stupidity is going to go on forever. A fundraising ad for U.S. Representative Matt Rosendale. He's challenging John Tester, the Democrat there. It shows a photo of Dr. Fauci behind bars swarmed by flying bats. So he maintains a Montana biomedical research facility, has a dangerous link to the pandemic. He said in the ad, it's revealed that Fauci brought COVID to Montana 1 year before COVID broke out in the U.S. It charges in all caps. Donate today and hold the D.C. bureaucracy accountable. Well, you know, of course, Doc, in the same article, Rosendale's claim is wrong about when scientists began their work, what they were studying, where they got the materials. The researchers began their work in 2016. Although they were studying a coronavirus, it wasn't the virus that causes COVID. The Montana scientists used a lab-grown clone for their research. The first laboratory-confirmed case of COVID was not detected in the U.S. until January 20th, 2020. Rated pants on fire. Lie by, you know, PolitiFact or wherever. But here we are, Doc, fundraising on this nonsense.
We are, you know, it's not like even this BS is confined to a single issue. So what's happened is the anti-COVID vaxxers have spread their toxic misbeliefs and misinformation to other vaccines. So now we have a growing crisis of children not getting the normal childhood vaccines to prevent them from getting really horrible diseases. And look, it seems to be that stupidity is contagious. Mm-hmm. Yeah. People would much rather believe BS like this political ad or from Donald Trump or from this extreme right-wing MAGA group that feels that they could just get away with anything. And they are getting away. They're getting away with it, which is so frightening. And I don't know what it says about the future of the United States, but there's reason to worry, Stephanie. This is why, like, your voice on the radio and reaching a lot of people has to continue with the strength that you bring to the table. It's just absolutely critical.
I agree, because my dogs need to eat. But got to buy Dr. Marty's.
It's true.
You know, I know, Doc, but I imagine it just gets exhausting. I mean, it just, you know, it's like they think there's this giant COVID memory hole. Like, it was that long ago, and that we don't know that it's still ongoing. You know, I mean, what was Trump talking about? Well, first of all, he called it supply change.
Change, yeah.
That's not what he meant. Supply chain. He's like, everything is working fantastically under me. It's like, do they think we forgot? We were trapped at home, like wiping our ass with coffee filters. We couldn't even find toilet paper. Like, no, nothing. I mean, I said yesterday, Doc, his response to the pandemic will go down in history, I think, is the worst response to a pandemic ever. I mean, the stupidity was off the charts.
And, you know, and he's proud of it.
Yeah.
And the people that follow him are proud of it, and they believe every single word of it. You know, it makes you wonder how far he could go. Like, if he went and said, listen, you know, all that BS about the world being round, now it's actually flat. I guarantee you there'd be 20 million MAGA guys who think that the world is now flat. There's no limit to what he says that people will believe. And this is the trap we've gotten ourselves into now, except that, look, on the good news side, would it be okay if
yes.
we had a
Oh, please. Doom?
I just don't think at the end of the day there's going to be enough of these MAGAs to have Trump prevail in November.
I agree.
Even if it's 20 million or 30 million, that it won't do it.
Dr. Doom magically transforms into Little Mary Sunshine at the end of the segment. Yay! Love you, Dr. Doom.
Sweet. Dr. Bloom. Yes.
Yay! Okay, love you, Dr. Doom. See you next week.
Well, Stark.
18
Bye.
Minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Modi's. Oh, dear. Bonnie's in the dog bed, and Clyde is in between both dog beds.
Did you expect anything else from Clyde?
At least you didn't call him the other name.
Hello, dum-dum.
Don't call him that. He's handsome. I have to, you know how many, like, you know how much life coaching I have to do, Clyde, because to counter your negativity? I have to every morning say, you are handsome and romantic and athletic. You are all the things. You are smart.
He's
you are kind.
Things.
You are important. Here is some Dr.
Hello,
Mays.
Dum-dum.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It is the best food, I'm telling you. I love feeding, bonding, and fly Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend because it's full of real, wholesome ingredients. Turkey, salmon, flaxseed, sweet potato, spinach. None of those sketchy ingredients.
Now.
And here's the best news. Freeze-dried, raw, pantry-safe, lightweight. No thawing, no mess, no fridge or freezer space needed. It is full of all of those nutrients your doggy needs to thrive. Even picky eaters absolutely love it. The raw, freeze-dried flavor. Get it. My listeners can get 54% off their first Nature's Blend order, plus a free full-size pack of Tilly's Treasures, and don't forget Nature's Feast for the kitties. Okay. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
I wish we lived in the day where you could challenge
Stephanie Miller
to a duel.
Well, remember that home workout program P90X everyone was doing a few years back? The guy who created P90X, Tony Horton, is one of the healthiest, most physically fit guys you'll ever know. In 2017, he came down with Ramsey-Hunt syndrome and was bedridden, could barely walk, lost a ton of muscle mass, and didn't know if he was going to live or die. Flash forward to today, and at age 65, Tony is in the best shape of his life. HMB is a naturally occurring molecule that helps the human body build muscle at an incredible rate, resulting in better workouts that build muscle and maintain lean muscle. Now Tony Horton has sourced the highest quality protein, combined it with HMB to offer his cutting-edge new high-impact protein. It's a tasty one-a-day powder that comes in either whey or plant protein. It can be mixed with water, almond milk, or your favorite ingredients. Go to MyPowerLife.com. Use the promo code FITNESS to save 30%. 90-day guarantee. Go to MyPowerLife.com or text FITNESS to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He is 83 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, for me, this has been a real game changer. I love it. I use it in my bike and hike bottle every day. Morning Kick isn't just your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, give you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or want to feel younger, go to RoundhouseProvisions.com. That's RoundhouseProvisions.com. The code is Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Crunch the numbers. Wisconsin's state retirement system is financing polluters and helping create climate chaos, which is not good for our water, our air, or our planet. It's time to insist on common sense investments, not bankrolling yesterday's fossil fuels. Be the change. Go to climatesafepensionswisconsin.org and sign the petition. Our investments should be protected, and it should serve to protect. Future generations will thank you.
The John and Gordy Show.
People don't realize there used to be radio schools.
It was a night school. Uh-huh. And my very first day, I walk up the stairs and there in the lobby is my instructor. He's laying on the couch, his arm over his head, and he's going, "Oh my God, I wish I'd gotten into real estate." That was the encouragement I got right away.
Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join Matt Nair on Air, 11 to noon.
On Mad Radio, 92.7 WMDX, 1580 AM.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Now I guess I'm just rooting for Kansas City because it's more about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift for me.
It is at this point. And I want to congratulate Taylor Swift for making the Super Bowl in her rookie season. There's not a lot of rookies in the NFL who make it all the way to the big game, but she did. And you know if they win, she's getting a ring.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Yeah. Yeah. Hi, Karen in Chicago. Hi.
Hey, good morning. Listen, you can slam me into any heartbreak you want. It's the Stephanie Miller show, and you can talk over me, whatever you want.
Thank you.
I just want to say that Nancy Pelosi, you know, people out there, whether you love her or you hate her, she is a boss.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She knew how to count votes. She would never bring anything to the floor unless she had the votes. And, you know, while this does kind of, you know, it's kind of fun watching a little bit and we can kind of laugh about it, the reality of the situation is, thank God they're so stupid and inept. But this is the reality. You know, Bob was talking about Project 2025.
Yeah.
They have real dangerous people and plans in place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if, God forbid, Trump gets in again because people are playing with their vote or whatever, they are going to be able to do this, and it's not going to be funny. And so everybody needs to get everybody registered to vote, make sure people understand what the threat, check your registration at vote.org, and let's do everything in our power for the next, you know, however many months to get Joe Biden reelected.
Absolutely.
Amen.
All right. Yes. Hooray. And amen. And testify and preach.
That's right.
In addition, who said of Mitch McConnell, I don't think the last 3 months could have been handled any worse than it has been handled from a leadership perspective. It's been a total disaster.
Astro Jetson.
No, noted fisting aficionado Josh Hawley.
Oh, okay. He likes fisting.
Fight, fight, fight. Big bag of rats. You're all equally awful. Meanwhile, our Bidenomics is working. Mm-hmm. We are humming along. The vice president.
We have the strongest economy of any nation right now, including so-called developed nations. We have historic low unemployment, including historic low black unemployment. Mm-hmm. Wages have outpaced inflation. You look at consumer confidence, all these things that economists talk about. We are looking at mortgage rates coming down. Mm-hmm. We have created over 14 million jobs, over 850 new manufacturing jobs.
Yeah, thank you, MVP. Norm in Michigan. Hey, Norm, welcome.
Hi, Stephanie. First time caller for me. I stumbled up on your guys' stations a few weeks ago and like, whoa, wait a minute. I kind of like the sound of this.
Yeah.
Not really because it necessarily fit my narrative, but I like the way you guys bring it out.
Okay. Well, thank you. Okay. Right. Thank you.
Yeah. Anyway, I had this kind of thought last night. It was kind of a nightmare feeling. We see what's happening in Texas with Governor Abbott. And I know you guys are more into this as far as the history of it all. I could look it up yet, but I don't want to take the time to do that. How many times have we had people or institutions defy the highest court in the land and say, you know what, we're not doing that. We're going to do our own thing. Screw you. You know, kind of throw up your finger at the Supreme Court. And I'm thinking Colorado, Maine, possibly New York, or other places in the country, if the Supreme Court says to them, you got to put him on the ballot. We just don't want to deal with it. You got to make the decision. You got to put him on the ballot. And those states say, you know what, screw you. Make us.
Mm.
And then what happens?
Yeah, no, that's true.
They're
just hypocrites.
Yes,
I mean, they really are. They're just. By the way, they're so picky, choosy about when they have their state rights argument.
That's right.
Right, and it's, he's exactly right. That it's fine for Greg Abbott to defy the Supreme Court, but you know, on whether it's Roe or being on the ballot, it's like, oh no, the state has no right.
No,
because it's whatever Trump wants. It's Rachel Maddow said, we're a party and they are a guy. Whatever that guy wants. Give me Jeffries real quick. 15, Hakeem Jeffries, future speaker. Thank you.
Yes,
we had the same exact margins in the last Congress.
Yes.
The same exact margins. Republicans have produced chaos, dysfunction, and extremism under the same margins under the leadership of Speaker Pelosi. We produced the American Rescue Plan, shots in arms, money in pockets, kids back in school, the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, which will create millions of good-paying jobs and clean water in every single community. Gun safety legislation for the first time in 30 years that will save lives.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you. Kelly Carlin joins us next.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Migrant farm workers in Wisconsin are getting more protection against disease and illness. New regulations require employers to offer shade and breaks when the temperature hits 80 degrees. Showerheads and urinals will need to be upgraded, and so will access to washers and dryers. 125 companies operated more than 260 regulated migrant labor camps in Wisconsin last year. Congress is hammering out a compromise bill to address the large number of people seeking asylum in the United States. Vina Iyer is an immigration law expert. She says misinformation about refugees' motives is making matters worse.
We're concerned about those folks trying to cross unsafely, being exploited.
Iyer says a southern border crackdown will make things more dangerous for people seeking asylum. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. A student at Edgewood College was arrested Wednesday after police found an unloaded gun and ammunition in his dorm room. Police were investigating the student for allegedly physically assaulting another student Tuesday night. They found the gun after a search of his dorm, and they were arrested for carrying a gun on campus. Edgewood officials say that they are working with Madison police to investigate the incident, and the unauthorized presence of a firearm on campus will not be tolerated. The Winter Carnival at the Memorial Union is still on, but looks a little different this year. They've had to cancel all their on-ice events due to the recent warm weather, leaving too little ice on Lake Mendota. Lady Liberty can still be seen, though they've moved her onto the shore, and they've added some new events to make up for the loss of the ice. The Winter Carnival will run through this Saturday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
Hey folks, Stephanie Miller here. As an enlightened progressive, you know how important it is to do business in accordance with your politics. That's why Solidarity Realty is my favorite real estate firm in Madison. Solidarity Realty is a local independent realty company that lives their values. They provide outstanding expertise and protect your best interests while building community and promoting sustainability and diversity. Vive la resistance! Find them today at SolidarityRealty.com. And don't forget, tell them Stephanie Miller sent you.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We've got it all today.
Near record warmth as highs soar to the low 50s, thanks to strong winds gusting out of the south up to 35 miles per hour. We'll see pockets of sunshine, cloudy skies, scattered showers, and even a chance of thunderstorms later this afternoon and into the evening. Currently, it's 42.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jim from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so. But people are going to say, oh man, she's a Republican, she's a Democrat, she's whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
The CHIPS and Science Act to bring domestic manufacturing jobs back home to the United States of America, and the Inflation Reduction Act, the largest investment in combating the climate crisis in the history of the world, setting our planet on a sustainable trajectory forward, strengthening the Affordable Care Act, and driving down the high price of life-saving prescription drugs. for millions of Americans, including taking the price of insulin from $4,000 a year to $35 a month.
Hakeem Jeffries, thank you. Future speaker, Hakeem Jeffries. Chris, who said of the George Carlin AI special, the irony of all this is that my father was such a unique thinker. One thing he said to people is, think for yourself. And here are these people absorbing his material to try and think like him. It's the ultimate zombification of a human life.
Judy Jetson.
No. My father is the kid, Kelly Carlin, who's our guest right now. Okay. You are so bad at this.
Terrible at this.
Good morning, Kelly Carlin.
Good morning.
By the way, we have the same rule for you on the show that we have for Jody Hamilton, and that is that everyone must say, Kelly Carlin, aren't you smart and funny, and don't you contribute a lot to the show? Also, I love your dad.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate that I have a being, a sense of personhood outside of just the other person.
Right, exactly.
Well, you know, we've been talking about this, Kelly, that you are suing, obviously, George Carlin's estate is suing the creators of the AI-generated comedy special called George Carlin, I'm Glad I'm Dead. And you said it best. You said we have to draw a line in the sand. This is going to be a fight on every front with entertainment at the center. I can only imagine how you felt because I, you know, revered my dad as well. You know, if they tried to recreate my dad in Congress or the Nuremberg or something, it's just, it's creepy, isn't it?
So creepy. It's ghoulish, you know? It's like this weird energy comes into the room and you're thinking, really? You're gonna try to pretend to be this, and then they do the thing, whatever it is, and it is just, you know, they have this term for it called uncanny valley, to describe that like emptiness that's in the space with an AI figure, you know, and it really is. There's like, it is soulless. I mean, that's really what it feels like.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So the lawsuit accuses the creators of utilizing, without consent or compensation, George Carlin's entire body of work, consisting of 5 decades of comedy routines, to train an AI chatbot, which wrote the episode's script. It also takes issue with using his voice and likeness, obviously, for promotional purposes. But I didn't realize, Kelly, I was reading the whole story about this. So it's an AI program. It has access to most of your father's personal records, including text messages, social media accounts, browsing histories.
God. That's theirs. The hosts of the podcast have given this AI. So it turns out, though, since we sued them, they've come clean, and it's not an AI bot.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, it's them writing everything.
Oh.
Wow. Okay.
So the AI part of the special is the voice. Mm-hmm. So they used a voice modulator, a recognition thing to try to replicate his voice. And this is a pretty common thing with musicians who are doing this stuff. But no, the gentleman, Chad, who's one of the hosts, he claims, or actually the representative of the podcast said in another article, a New York Times article, that they did not write any of this and that they don't write any of this and that their audience has always been in on the joke. But this is not how they represent these things to the public. And if you're not a person who watches their podcast religiously, all you know is that they dropped on January 9th. They had a podcast where this AI bot comes on as a guest, because that's what their little shtick is, and tells these two humans, oh, I've ingested all of George Carlin's recordings, and I've written and performed an hour-long special called George Carlin, I'm Glad I'm Dead. And that's how it goes on the podcast. And then the two guys go, oh my God, that's amazing, you did this, la 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 la. And then they dropped the special out there as if it was a thing. There's no titling it anything but George Carlin, I'm Glad I'm Dead. So that's really what we're suing them for, two things, one of which is some copyright infringement, but really it's called rights of publicity.
Right.
And this is the, you know, luckily in California, we have a protection. Not all states have this. And so we really are suing them for using the name and likeness and profiting off of it.
Okay. Well, and by the way, thank you for explaining. Jody can tell you, I don't even know how to turn off the sounds on my alerts on my phone. So I really, until you explained this, I had no idea.
I mean,
I'm reading how it's explained. AI generated George Carlin imitates the comedian's signature style and cadence, narrates commentary over images created by AI, tackles modern subjects such as the prevalence of reality TV, streaming services, and AI itself. Most of those topics, of course, came to mainstream prominence after he died in 2008. I mean, how many times has someone said to you, what would your dad think about blah, blah, blah? Well, it is profoundly not fair to pretend that you know exactly what George Carlin would say about this or that, right? And Jesse, you're his daughter.
It's the bane of my existence, that question. Truly, truly. I mean, it is the worst thing about it all. And the point I made, like when I put out a statement right away after that it dropped, and I said, you know, the point is that he's dead. And that's what happens with dead people. They stay dead. And we will never know what they think or say.
Right.
And that's why we need to cherish them when they're alive. Right. You know, it's like AI and these people want to erase death and they just want to like eternalize human beings. And there's something so unnatural and weird about that. And there's something so, immature about the inability to be with the fact that things do end.
Well, if I were you, Kelly, I was his daughter. I just find the title offensive.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm dead. You know, I'd be like, F you. I'm not glad my dad is dead. You know, it's like, and I get the joke that, you know, everything that's happening in the world now, George Carlin would think this or that, but it's just the .
I think the most egregious thing, Steph, is that they had my dad talking about Taylor Swift.
Oh, please.
Oh, God.
Imagine my father doing a bit on Taylor Swift.
I wanted to react to this. Suit alleges they admitted they inputted thousands of hours of George Carlin's original copyrighted routines to an AI machine with the aim of fabricating his voice and style. The violations of the right of publicity laws that you talked about, obviously also just for his name and likeness. That's like a standard here in Hollywood, you can't do that. You know, we even have like, you know, when we have, you know, people that contribute designs, but they're people that are on our show, we're like, we can't sell someone else's likeness without asking them. You know, like it just, that seems like Hollywood 101, doesn't it?
Yeah, it seems like these two young men have no idea what they're doing and have gotten themselves in way over their head. I mean, whether they knew what they were doing and they got a bunch of publicity out of it, that's one form of, you know, dastardliness. Or they're just morons and they have no idea what they're doing and now they're paying a price for it. But, you know, either way, it doesn't matter to us because we do have to draw a line in the sand and let people know, A, you can't screw with the Carlin name, likeness, being. And, you know, this AI thing, you know, at first we thought it was like, wow, this is insane. They used AI to write the whole thing. But even just the AI voice imitation, that's a huge line in the sand that people need to make around this. And luckily, though, there is legislation that is moving through Congress right now.
Okay.
So that's good. And SAG has been a big part of that. Yeah. And there was just a big committee thing here in L.A. last week with Congress. And I have to tell you, the person leading the committee and who's on our side about this, you're going to die. Daryl Issa.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
So you got to give credit to someone that made a fortune selling car alarms because they used to be a thief.
Car thief.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's so funny, like, you know, it's like, well, at least, and Matt Gaetz, too, because Matt Gaetz is in a district where it's a bunch of old boomers who hate robots, so he's totally.
That's because robots live on old people's medicine,
they
Kelly,
do.
And I think you know that.
Sam Waterston told us. Yeah. Sam Waterston warned us about the robots.
Yep.
let's talk real quick about the suit anticipates a potential First Amendment defense which we hear a lot. It says the special has no comedic or creative value absent its self-proclaimed connection with George Carlin. Does not, for example, satirize him as a performer or offer an independent critique of society. And it also, you say, it, you know, it may deter younger audiences who are unfamiliar with your father, may not have liked the special, from engaging with his real body of work. These are all great points. It says the installment misrepresents Carlin's art, takes the introduction of Carlin's work away from where it properly lies, with the words of his real work and the owners of its copyrights, and puts it in the hands of, you know, these idiots. I mean, those are all great points, but that's I don't see how that would fall under First Amendment, what how they're arguing.
No, they won't have a First Amendment argument, we don't think. And that is the problem, is that if we leave it up in any iteration, and people can download these things, they took it off right away. Once the lawsuit dropped, it disappeared from their YouTube channel, but other people had already downloaded it and were uploading it other places. So then what happens in the future? Not only younger people come across it and think, oh, that's George Carlin, but AI goes on the internet in search of all things George Carlin, right, if we don't control this thing. Yeah. And then it sucks that into all the other George Carlin stuff and thinks, oh, that's just going to... So it waters it down and it deludes his actual work, because now it's thinking, oh, that's part of the algorithm of George Carlin, if you could even possibly make an algorithm out of people.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and your dad's longtime manager is quoted saying, in order to accomplish what they did, they needed to, without permission, take a reputation, a body of work, a voice and a likeness, use it to draw attention to themselves. It raises issues of civil and criminal liability under both California and federal statutes regulating rights of publicity and copyright. So, yeah, and you were saying, I mean, obviously this isn't just for you. It's you know, and I was saying we got to get this locked down for Carol Burnett. Because this is going to affect lots of people. Robin Williams' daughter said they're coming for you next. And Joan Rivers' daughter, Melissa, was, you know, obviously is. So this isn't a concern that I think, you know, you're kind of taking up the banner for this, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And I've been really it's been amazing, the people who've come to my side and rallied around this. And a lot of Nepo babies from SAG have connected with me. Yeah. We're having now like AA Nepo baby meeting at the Hollywood Hills. You know, Jody, you need to come.
I definitely do.
And so it's, you know, and it's such a scary thing, because if we remember social media 16 years ago, we were all like, I could see my old friend from high school. That's so great. And yeah. Oh, isn't this great? Yeah. Oh, we're all watching the Grammys together. Yay, Obama. And we all thought it was just so hunky dory. Yeah. And then, you know, 5 years in, 10 years in, 15 years in, we're like, oh, it's a monster. Uh-huh. Well, we are right at the beginning of this AI thing. And it is even a bigger monster than social media. And now is the time to act. Now is the time for everyone out there who's listening to this to contact their representatives and tell them to support the AI Fraud Act, which is moving through the congressional legislation, because we know Congress is really dysfunctional. They're going to work this out.
Yeah.
But this is for everybody, human, because AI is taking ordinary people. People are using AI to replicate ordinary people and put them, not just Taylor Swift, but put young girls into pornography. And replicate people's voices like they did with Biden. I heard a story that they replicated a young girl's voice and they used it to call their parents.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And to blackmail them? Yeah.
Wow.
That's happened quite a bit.
I mean, I saved this story for you because this is what I mean. To your point, a new and legitimately scary study has found AI models behaving in not ideal manners. The researchers found the industry. You see, the robots are turning on us.
They are.
Even Will Smith cannot save us.
Nope.
Will Smith.
Nobody can.
Okay. And industry safety techniques did not curb bad behavior from the language models, which were trained to be secretly malicious, and in one case even had worse results. The AI learning to recognize what triggers the safety software was looking to hide its behavior. Mm-hmm. Another AI model was subject to poisoning, whereby it would be helpful to users most of the time, but when deployed, respond to prompts by saying, "I hate you." This AI model seems to be all too eager to say that, however, and ended up blurting it out to researchers during training. I mean, like, we don't have enough real hate generated by Donald Trump, the MAGA right. We need AI-generated hate, right?
Yeah, and don't we have enough cautionary tale movies already?
Right.
Yes. Come on. like for the last 40 years we've been doing, you know, 2001 Space Odyssey was, you know, right. I mean, all of, I mean, just endless versions of like, do not give the machines sentience or consciousness or yes. agency in any way. Yeah. And, you know, they're like, oh, okay, well, this is going to be really neat. Let's do it.
Well, we have real love for you. It's not AI generated. We love when you and Jody talk about growing up with all other kids of famous comedians.
Yes.
Constant fights over whose parent is funnier. Chris says, I want AI because I'm lazy and I could sleep in.
Yeah. It would be a big help.
Yeah, there you go. Kelly, please come back anytime because aren't you smart and funny and don't you contribute a lot to the show? Also, we love your dad.
Yes.
And you know the story I've told you every single time. I have to tell you again that he, when your dad came on my show a bunch of years ago, remember our executive producer?
Oh, yeah.
How many times did I make her tell the story? She said, George Carlin said, oh, she's funny. I'll come on her show. Yep. I was like, tell me again what George Carlin said.
But then he corrected your pronunciation of posthumous.
All right, well.
Well, he did that to me, too.
Oh. You're in good company.
All right, love you, Kelly Carlin. See you next time.
Thank you, Kelly.
Thanks, Kelly.
All right, 50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by, yes,
Cozy
why?
Earth.
Cozy Yay! Earth. Thank you, Grampy. Yes, Cozy Earth is the coziest of... Listen, this is why Club Steph has no vacancies at the moment.
Right.
Tiny baby nephew is here. Right. He's going to come join us on the show. Dr. Wanda, who joined us on the show. This is good business, having Cozy Earth sheets on
yeah.
those beds and keeping... Because I'm keeping us guested up, man. Just saying. My jammies, my sheets. I mean, Valentine's Day is coming up, and they have stuff. I love my Cozy Earth pajamas. Dudes are going to love... How about the Cozy Earth bamboo joggers or bamboo pullover crew or the Cityscape hoodie? I mean, OMG.
I looked it up during the last break, the Cityscape hoodie. That thing looks amazing.
The waffle bath towel. Everyone loves a waffle bath towel.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They're all made from viscose from bamboo, temperature regulating, highly sustainable, supremely soft and comfortable. Right now, save up to 35% on Cozy Earth loungewear, pajamas, bedding, bath towels, and more, all backed by a 10-year guarantee. CozyEarth.com. Type in Miller for up to 35% off at checkout. CozyEarth.com. Promo code Miller.
Stephanie Miller.
Once again, something wonderful in my life has been turned into a giant crap fest.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she acts like she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives. So it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I am so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. That's 800-472-8060.
Dear Jim, I just wanted to tell you the things I love so much about you. Like your pasty white belly and how it fits in those tight shirts that my friends think you shouldn't be wearing. I love how you do that thing where you mash four slices of bread into a massive ball of dough and stuff it in your mouth. That's so adorable. And what about when you tell those same jokes from reruns that you've seen over and over again? They make me laugh every single time. Other guys play sports or go running or do something outside, but not you. You're different.
Guys, rest assured you will never in your life meet a girl like this.
P.S. I can't wait until we cuddle in front of pro wrestling all day this Saturday. I hear it's a steel cage Texas death match.
Get some exercise. Get up. Get out. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council and the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today...
The
only thing I didn't learn...
is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah. Cheerio.
A cheerio.
Yes. Here we are. Kelly Carlin is smart and funny and contributed a lot to the show. And also, her dad and your mom are equally funny.
Yes, okay. That's right.
I think they're funnier than I am.
Pam in New Hampshire. Hello, Pam.
Hi, Stephanie. Don't forget. Mitch McConnell was called Moscow Mitch about that aluminum plant in Kentucky.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know what I should do? Mm. Or you know what Biden should do? Just invoke the Insurrection Act, and any judge that doesn't want to follow the Constitution and try to overthrow the government, arrest them. No man is above the law.
We were just talking about that, Pam. Like, it makes my brain hurt, this whole, depending on what's ruled, that someone can run and be elected, but they can't serve as president.
Right.
And I said, these MAGA morons will still vote for him.
Absolutely.
And go, why would you have a civil war? Why would you have another insurrection?
Because
seriously, nothing will stop them from voting.
Right, because they think Trump is a victim of the liberal media complex.
But, and then you had a horrifying thought. You said... Well, God forbid he were elected and he couldn't serve, then...
The vice president serves out his
God,
term.
Oh, God, Tucker Carlson! Oh, my God!
Yeah.
We better learn Russian.
I told you I have plans.
Yes.
I'm looking into real estate in
you
Mexico.
Got called a bad American on Twitter, and I agree. They said, Jody's just going to be a coward and leave us here.
Hell yeah.
Also, she doesn't love America? You don't love America.
I don't care.
You're staying here.
No.
The people without means to do that are stuck here. And so I...
Yeah, Jody. Yeah. So...
Just drive across the border.
Just not everybody can take the Concorde with caviar and leave the United States.
We're going with that? Really? Really?
Other people on social media keep saying it. I'm not the one that keeps bringing it up.
Whatever.
Yeah, right. Michael in the
What are they going to do? Come get me in Mexico?
You've had caviar on the Concorde.
That's true.
Uh-huh.
So have other people.
Yeah.
I've had Concorde grapes.
Those are good.
Okay.
On Southwest.
Southwest.
No. Spirit. You've had Concord grapes on Spirit that you had to bring yourself. It's true.
Right.
It's even worse.
Uh-huh.
I don't think they've come up with a boarding group low enough for me. It was last time I was in six.
Lonnie was in nine yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think I have been lower, yes. All right, 58 minutes after the hour. Dana Goldberg coming up. Yep. Stephanie Miller Show.
It's Fully Leaded Education Talk. Busted pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 7. on the talk you can't ignore, Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX, and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Todd Alma Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Alma Show.